At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You're listening to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. And maybe you can tell, we have decamped from studio, not too far, as the crow flies. We're about 40 metres from the studio. We're up on the roof. We're on the roof because the weather was just simply too good to spend another minute inside a sealed radio studio without even a window. What a miserable way to spend a glorious week. So we are up on the roof and Amanda Brunker is with me. Amanda, how are you?
Sure, you. Why would you be wasting your money going to Spain or Benidorm or anything at this time of year? Like,
oh,
isn't this
great,
glorious?
Isn't it?
I love it. I have to say, Ireland has to be the most beautiful place, and Dublin city centre as well. When the sun is shining, why would you go anywhere else?
It's are you, when the weather's this good, are you a beach person, park person, barbecue person, beer garden, canal and cans? Canal and cans.
Bag of cans.
Yeah.
I am my garden. I'm a garden person. I'm very lucky. I have a lovely garden at the front of my house, which is really secluded. And me and a bottle of rosé. And I don't have to go too far for a toilet. Like, I envy people
just
who go to the beach and to parks. Like, what do you do? I'm a middle-aged woman. I need to have facilities close by. So, yeah, I don't venture too far.
So do you do any work then for yourself when the weather's this sunny, or just think, no, I'll wait?
I'm trying to write a book at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
So, and that's kind of fun. But it's terrible when you don't have a proper deadline. And so I'm currently writing about a menopausal murderous woman.
Oh God,
it's
right.
A comedy, obviously.
Yeah.
And
it's not autobiographical or anything, is
well,
it?
Well, you know, I don't know where I'm going to get the inspo from, yeah. You know, to all those menopause urges. So yeah, I should be writing more. I'm not one of those people who can bring a laptop outside, but I am quite good at old school kind of bit of paper and a pen.
And when you've got this idea for a novel, do you have the entire thing mapped out in your head and you just have to kind of put meat on the bones, or do you make it up as you go along? How do you do it?
Well, most people, a lot of authors have, all authors have different kind of ways of doing things. I kind of like to have the character and where the character's journey is going to be, and then you start to put all the kind of structure and yada yada yada. But I kind of like to have the book kind of written in my head before I actually sit down. So I'll make notes, and I kind of keep notes, and I lose the notes, so I don't know why I bother writing them down. But things go into my head better when I write longhand, and then I kind of have an idea where to go. Now, you know, you kind of veer off and you go, ah, that's a better idea.
Mm.
And I kind of have a bit of an ADHD brain that I kind of get excited by new ideas, and then I'll have a better idea, and then I'll have another idea. Like, I came up with a new idea for the book today. So it's like, oh, there we go. And I have to write it down because I'm now in my 50s and I forget these things. But yeah, no, it's just, it's nice. I'm very lucky that I get to do work at my own speed. So
yeah.
I can kind of sit down. Sometimes I might get inspiration by 12 o'clock at night when everybody's gone to bed. And then I'll sit down and write for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and when you're writing, when you get to that point where you're actually committing you know, pen to paper, as it were.
Yeah.
How close is it to the finished article? Or are you kind of a scribbler and then I'll go back now and I'll kind of tart it all up a bit?
There's always a first draft. No, that's okay. Worded that pretty well.
Yeah.
There's always a first draft, but I think I think once you get kind of the first couple of chapters down, the rest of the book writes itself.
Yeah.
Because it takes so long to get the first kind of two or three chapters because you're still trying to find the exact voice and you keep kind of going back and kind of tarting it up again.
Yeah. Have you any manuscripts in a drawer that you just can't get through?
I have thousands.
Finish? Oh, do you?
Well, maybe not thousands. I have definitely three really solid books that I couldn't sell and I still think that they're beauts. And
yeah.
I have a couple of TV pilots, one of which I got optioned. But I messed up because I sold it to a company that possibly didn't have the wherewithal to do anything with it. And then it kind of lost momentum.
Oh.
And then somebody else did something quite similar to it kind of about a year or two afterwards. So that's now dead. And I put like about 2 years' work into that and I was kind of really ticked off about that.
And because you've experienced it, say writing for TV, when you're writing a book, when say the book you're working on,
yeah,
do you have half a mind as to this could be made into a TV show?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, right, okay.
Always. Yeah. And again, I messed up. I remember with my first book, I remember being so I was really dreaming big for Champagne Kisses and it sold really well. And then I remember having a couple of meetings about it in Dublin with TV production companies. And then I said no because I wanted to wait till it went over to England, and then nobody over in England wanted it. And then when I went back to the Dublin companies, they're like, "Yeah, you're all right, thanks." Listen, one of these days we'll get there. We'll get there, but
yeah.
It's all about timing.
So I hear you're on Ozempic.
I love the way you just throw that in there.
Yeah.
I am on Ozempic. Yeah.
When did you start?
I started about nearly 2 months ago. And I must be having one of these midlife crisis type of things. I wanted to be in a bikini for my 50th birthday. Didn't quite work out. Last year.
You're not older than 50, are you?
I'm going to be 51 in less than a month.
Stop.
I know, it freaks me out as well. It's one of those things going, how did that happen? But in fairness, I've had a lot of fun along the way.
Yeah.
But it's I've definitely felt it. But I still feel quite young in my head.
Yeah.
The body just had decided to go with the age thing. So we're kind of trying to fight that. So yeah, so I started Ozempic and started to have some tweakments. And
like what?
I had my eyelids chopped off.
Show me. Take off your sunglasses.
There you go.
Okay. So what? Sorry, what does it do?
It
makes your eye, like, as in your eyelids.
Can you see?
Yeah, I can see the kind of up around the edge up in the outer side.
So it's only, there's a tiny little scar there now, but it's nearly gone. So that was only about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
And it definitely.
It opens your eyes.
Really opens your eyes.
Your eyelids droop a bit, is it, as you get older?
I had what was called the hooded eye.
Oh.
And I was thrilled about that, and it was gas because I don't really do much on social media. I'm posting a bit on Instagram. But I posted about this because it was just something I was doing.
Yeah.
And I got a load more followers and people were kind of interested. So the clinic that I went out to get my eyes done, they said, well, listen, do you want to get your arms apt and sit on our disco fanny chair? And I said, yes, I do.
Sorry. Right, let's reverse back there. What's your arms apt?
So I used to have kind of bingo wings. So just for people who are listening at home, I'm currently showing here
on
my...
Yeah, you're doing the kind of Arnold Schwarzenegger thing.
So
yeah.
I had that kind of middle-aged ladies' arms bingo wings.
And they zapped them off.
So in the Avoca Clinic out in Carrick Mines, I've been getting my arms apt. And while I've been out there, they have a chair that you sit on.
The disco fanny chair. What they call it, or is that
no,
what you call
I don't
it?
Think that's actually the official
Amanda,
term.
We've got a disco fanny chair here for
well,
you.
Well, it kind of flashes. It flashes a lot, and it kind of vibrates. So you sit on that for half an hour. And not to go into too graphic a detail, but I can, you know, it's easier for me to sneeze and to laugh and to cough and hopefully to dance. I haven't tried it out yet.
All right. Okay. You have to come back after you try that out. So the Ozempic thing then...
Yeah.
Was that a kind of a big... Was that an easy decision you came to? Are you kind of, to hell with it, I'll give it a go?
Do you know what it was? I've been eating like a bird for years and I haven't been able to lose a pound. And it's quite soul destroying when you get to a certain age. Whereas years ago, I'd skip a dinner and I could lose a couple of pounds. Yeah. It just doesn't happen anymore. And I just kind of went, feck this. And I thought I was a certain weight when I booked the appointment to go to the GP. And the next day I weighed myself and I was actually nearly 2 stone heavier than what I thought I was. So I was like going, I'm definitely getting this. And I went in all gung-ho, kind of going, I'm not going to take no for an answer for her telling me she's not going to give it to me. And she just went, yep, no problem, absolutely. But it also helps with, so apart from the weight loss, which has been brilliant, it has a huge effect on menopausal symptoms as well.
All right.
And it's all to do with inflammation and reducing inflammation and levelling your blood sugars. And I have to say, it's been the easiest thing I've done. It really has. And like, I wish the weight was just falling off me like really quickly, because I'm an impatient kind of person. But I've lost about a stone over the last kind of nearly 2 months.
Okay.
And it's not dramatic, but it's constantly coming down. And I have to say, like, I'd love to say I'm not drinking the rosé of an evening, but I am. And I will have a little packet of crisps and bits and bobs. But I'm not, I'm still, I think I'm still pretty much eating what I was beforehand.
I was going to ask that, yeah. Have you changed what you're eating?
Not really. Okay. I'm probably having a tiny bit less, but I wasn't eating a huge amount anyway. And you just have to be careful not to eat anything too kind of fatty, like fried food, I think, is a no-no. But I haven't been... I'm going to lie, I had an extreme hangover right early at the start. But that was probably my own fault.
So what's your go-to food in an extreme hangover?
Oh, do you know what? I'm a weirdo. I crave green food. So I need like salads and kind of with a hangover. Yeah,
really?
It's bizarre. Yeah. My body just goes, nourish me.
Yeah.
That or years ago, it used to be a pint in a McDonald's. But like, I mean, I honestly can't do that anymore. It's bizarre how your body changed. I can't even drink beer anymore.
Yeah.
And I used to be a big pint girl. I'd be quite happy now sitting outside Kyo's or something with a pint, but I can't do that.
So is the Ozempic, when the GP gives it to you, the prescription, does she say, this is a kind of a forever thing? You're always going to take it? Or
no, definitely not. I had to do blood tests before she'd give it to me.
Yeah.
I know there's all this talk of you can get it kind of online and yada yada, but I wanted to do it the proper way. I'm too old for trying to get things on black market or whatever, not my style. So I had to check that my kidneys were good, my liver was good.
Yeah.
That's always a nice...
the liver has survived.
The liver's good, bingo. I must try and break it down now. But so I had to wait for my bloods to come back and they were all good. And it was just, we're kind of, you know, I think the prescription is for 6 months and then we kind of have another checkup and we reevaluate it. Listen, I know people who've been on it for 3 years.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people who've lost the weight, I've got one friend who lost 7.5 stone and they look amazing now, stronger, knees are better, everything just works better, and they just microdose. So it's just kind of a little kind of
top
here
up
and there. But it's got huge benefits for, like, you know, people with dementia and all sorts. So
have you more confidence?
Listen, I was always a confident young one and a confident owl.
Well, put it in, are you more confident to wear a bikini for your 51st birthday?
So I'm not quite confident yet, and I need to try and get out into the gym and stay away from the rosé. But yeah, no, I feel so much better in my clothes. And the thing was, I had this beautiful wardrobe which I wasn't wearing, so I'm kind of fitting into things that I didn't have before. But we've still got a way to go yet.
All
still
right.
Got a way.
When will the book be out?
I need somebody to buy it.
Yeah.
I need somebody
when
to buy it.
When will it be finished then?
Oh, it could be finished by the weekend. I'm a quick writer. I just need to get a publisher.
Not if you're horsing into that rosé, it won't be. Amanda, listen, it's been great chatting to you. Thanks a million for coming into us.
Thanks for having me.
Amanda Brunker, the writer and playwright.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RxBar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RxBar on rxbar.com for 25% off, subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.